And it's not stopping there. Three companies, SoPro, Tech Take Back, and Tana Community Project have joined forces and will hand over 23 laptops to Carlton Hill School in Brighton later this morning. David Greenfield is the Managing Director of Tech Take Back, and Tamsin Beer is the Head Teacher of Carlton Hill School. Join us now. Morning to you both.
Good morning, Danny.
Hi there. Tamsin, can I start with you? How important is it that your pupils at home can be online at the moment?
Oh, it's incredibly important. We've worked really hard to create a fun and engaging remote curriculum, but of course that's no good to our pupils if they can't access it from home. And despite having distributed some Chromebooks already, we've still got many of our families who are sharing devices with their siblings and or parents and are therefore struggling. So this incredibly generous initiative by Level Up Laptops will help us to continue to tackle this wide digital divide by giving families a refurbished laptop to support the children with their remote learning. And also it will help our children back into our school community, as they'll be able to communicate with their classmates and teachers through the blogs, video calls, and give them that all-important sense of belonging to our school. So we are beyond delighted, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure school budgets aren't designed to be able to buy laptops for all the individual pupils.
We're spending it all on cleaning at the moment, yeah.
Right, okay. Lots of demands on the cash that is there. David Greenfield from Tech Take Back. Tell us about what you do, David.
Yeah, thanks, Annie. We are actually a not-for-profit company based in Brighton, and we run a collection service for residents in Brighton and Hove. They can download our app or go onto the website and request a collection. We'll then come to the doorstep, collect those devices, laptops, tablets, mobile phones, toasters and kettles, and then stick it back to our hub, data erase those devices, and then refurbish them. And then we work with partners like SoPro and with Tana Community Group to actually find people that need the refurbished devices. I really want to make sure that everybody knows that we're really, really keen on making sure that the people that are donating devices, their data is erased properly, because it'll be done, and that we're giving really good quality laptops to children and families that need it.
Sure, yeah, because it's not so much of a problem with the toaster, but that's always a concern, isn't it? If you're letting go of a piece of technology, you know, whether all your data's gone. So you're giving us that reassurance that that definitely goes. And also, you don't want to be giving, you know, laptops that are 10, 12 years old that just aren't quick enough or can deal with what the children need to do, because that's just frustration and a waste of their time too.
It is very much so, and we do a very rigorous triage process. So we look at every single device after it's been data erased to see whether it works and then to see what operating system it can use. And if we can get it onto Windows 10 or an Apple iOS or even Google Chrome, then we'll refurbish it and get it ready to give out to the school children, because it's absolutely critical that they have access to online teaching at this stage. And without wanting too dramatic, when COVID's finished, there's still going to be a lot of families and other people across the county that are still not going to have access to digital devices. And this is something that we want to and will continue to carry on over the next few years.
Just while you're both here, let's just talk about data, you know, the ability to get online. If a house doesn't have internet access there, that might mean a mobile dongle, as we were talking about before. Tamsin, is that an issue for some of your pupils?
That is an issue, and it's one we've been able to address, actually. The Department for Education has issued dongles, which we've been able to distribute to families. But when we did a digital survey, just to put it into context, we had 13% of our families only had access to a phone, and 21% were sharing devices. So that's 46 families. So you can imagine that causes... Well, can cause quite a lot of tension and pressure within every family house when they're, you know, fighting over one device. So this initiative for us is gold dust. And to think that we can relieve tension and increase learning opportunities in 23 different families is just fabulous.
That is great to hear. Thanks to both of you this morning. And they'll be handed over later, David. You take them along to the school.
Yes, we are. All of them have been boxed up, sanitised, data erased, and we'll be giving them out to Tasmin and her team, who will then distribute them to families. And let's not forget, Ofcom estimate that up to 9% of children in the UK don't have access to laptops or tablets. So if any of your listeners want to donate, please go and have a look at all the websites, Level Up Laptop, Tech Take Back, and then we'll see if we can refurbish and get them out to other needy families.
Thank you both very much indeed. Great to hear that. David Greenfield there from Tech Take Back and Tamsin Beer, head teacher of Carlton Hill School. And that's part of our Make a Difference campaign. If you want to find out more about the places you can give your old tech to, so laptops and tablets, bbc.co.uk/makeadifference. All the details on there.